Well, good morning, everyone. Hope everybody had a great weekend. And here we are again for another devotional. And you see, I got my boat up there again. This is part seven, and they're going to be heading out of Cyprus, heading to what will be Galatia, which is actually the area in Turkey where they're going to go to next. Let's start with a word of prayer. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for this day. What a beautiful day it is. Looking forward to a blessed day. And please help me to take your words and relay them to the people the way you want me to do it. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. So let's see. Show you a little bit about where we're going here. Here's a map. A way you can see it. But if you look at, I'm not even sure if you can see my little cursor there. Let me see real quick. I'm going out okay. Guess you can't see it. Anyways, so as you see the Isle of Cyprus there, we're leaving there, and we're heading to actually gonna get off at Perge, Perga, Perga, and not much happens there. The main emphasis for today is they're going to be heading up to Antioch, that's in Turkey. So let me get back to where I was. Get my verses up here. And here we are, we'll start reading. Quite a bit of reading today. So let's start here. And now when Paul and his company, loose from Paphos, they came to Perga and Pamphylia. And John departed from them, returning to Israel. Well, this has a little bit of a controversy because we get a hint later on that I guess John leaving for Jerusalem kind of upset Paul a little bit. And because we'll see later on, I'll just show you this reference real quick over in chapter 15, 37. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them when from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. So you can see Paul was not happy at that point. Later down the road, though, they'll make up, and Paul actually requests John Mark to come to him later on in his ministry. So not exactly sure why he left. One more verse here. We'll get to that later on. That actually puts a rift between Paul and Barnabas too, but we'll get to that when we get, that's during the second missionary journey. We'll get to that later. So, but when they we're back at Acts 13:14, but when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch and Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. Now, Antioch, this general area is called Galatia, that is probably we pretty much know that Galatians, the book of Galatians, was the first book that Paul wrote, and that this being his first missionary journey, this is the area he started out in. So it makes sense that he wrote Galatians first. So this is the general area that he was in when he was thinking about that letter. He was writing to these churches. And I'll recommend, I won't read the whole thing. Okay, continuing on. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, Ye men and brethren, if you have a word of exhortation for the people, say on. So basically, I guess it was a tradition in the synagogues of those days that when a visiting Jew, and remember that Paul was once a Pharisee, so he might have been even recognized, not sure. But they asked him if he wanted to speak. And Paul stood up and beckoning with his hand said, Men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. And so Paul goes on to give a pretty nice sermon. It's basically like a history of I recommend reading it. It goes on to verse 41. We won't take the time to do that today. But the basically goes over a history of Israel, and then he continues on in his new preaching. I remember he's talking to Jews here with his new found belief that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And that isn't well received, as you'll see in the upcoming verses. Can you reading here? And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought those words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. I guess some Gentiles were listening, or were in those days in the synagogue, the Gentiles were allowed to come in, but they couldn't come in and actually in the same area. I think they were in an area behind where the Jews were. So they heard some of this, and they liked what they heard. Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. So at first, the Jews kind of like accepted Paul and his new mission and let them go on. That's going to change real soon because the Gentiles come up to him. And Ruth 34, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. That's Jews and Gentiles alike. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. So now the Jews are getting a little upset because they're not liking their message too much. And as we'll see further here, the Gentiles really do like it. So I think that there's an old saying that one of our prayers is to make the Jews envious of us in the church. And we can see it starting to happen here, even back, this is about 47 AD. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. And he's speaking to the Jews here. But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. So Paul made a proclamation here. He says, you guys aren't listening. We all know that Jesus went through the exact same thing down in Jerusalem before he died. So it wasn't unexpected, but at least Paul tried. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, and thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And he's remembering back that the Lord actually told him that I'm going to send you to the Gentiles. So he knew that that's where he was going to be. His main emphasis was going to be on the Gentiles. He continued on, though, as we'll see further going on, that he always tried, though, to reach the Jews also. I think that's an important aspect for us, too, is that it's something I know I've heard a few people talk about, is that we should be ready to speak to Jews also about the Messiah. And the interesting thing about that is you got to know how to do it out of the Old Testament. Kind of interesting. They don't believe in the New Testament. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coasts. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them, and came unto Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. So that's it for Antioch for now. And you'll see here that tomorrow we'll be heading off to Iconium, which is a little ways up the road. And but it's normal that the message of the Messiah isn't well received, as we all know, even to this day, that there are those out there that don't want to listen. But the Holy Spirit is working, and you can see it worked here way back then to really get the Gentiles of that area hearing the Word of God. And so on that note, there wasn't much in the way of pictures of this particular area, but I came across this one. This is a road that is in Antioch of that area, probably leading into the city. It's the ruins of it. And they just imagine that Paul may have walked on that actual road going in there. I'm looking forward to the day when I get a chance to meet Paul. I think he's kind of an interesting person to get to know. So on that, we'll close with a word of prayer. And dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the words of you that we received from you today. And thank you, and help us to understand your word and how important it is, too, that we like Paul, head out and spread your good news to the whole world. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.